This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much, again, for the time you spend with us. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, there's plenty you can do up there. You can buy my book, buy one of our shirts, hashtag stand, stand for America, stand for liberty, stand for righteousness. Stand for what this country stands for. Seriously. And you can give me your email address up there, and you can become a member by clicking on the Patreon tab, and that will allow you to become part of the team, part of the group, part of the family. I always say, give up a cup of coffee at Winchell's. They don't have those anymore. Give up a cup of coffee at Starbucks once a month. That's all it'll take you. Take a listen. If you like the show, help support the show. If you don't like the show, help support the show anyway. So Todd Borden's going to join us at the other side of the break. Todd. God, the mouth is not working. Todd created a game called Right On. And it's a game for conservatives. It's a conservative party game. And it's touted on Amazon as a hilarious party game for the politically incorrect. 238 controversy cards that only liberals find offensive. 10 media madness cards filled with condescending media rants. Let's see, microaggressions included. Snowflakes be warned. Expose the idiocy and bias of the liberal left and the media. So it's a great, great way for you to burn off some steam. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? It's if nothing else, it'll definitely cause a lot of conversation at home, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. So we hear over and over again that just because we let illegals back in, just because they blow all the deportation and come back in and keep breaking the law, it doesn't necessarily mean that those people would be dead. Wouldn't be dead from somebody else's hand. The only problem with that is the overwhelming amount of these deaths, especially when it comes to in some of the major cities, drinking and driving and that kind of things are done by illegals. Now, an illegal immigrant who's stuck in the U.S. 7 times was drunk during a deadly crash he recently had. So the illegal immigrant who sneaked in the United States from Mexico 7 times was driving drunk and speeding down a Nebraska highway when he crashed his van last week, killing a passenger sitting in the back seat of the vehicle. Douglas County prosecutor said to court Tuesday, Nemias Garcia Velasco, 32, was deported in 09 and 11 and voluntarily returned to Mexico 5 times in 05. He was convicted of making a false claim to U.S. citizenship in 2005. Garcia Velasco's bail was set to $2 million. Prosecutor Ryan Lindbergh in the court case on Tuesday requested a high bail and got it, apparently. If this is someone who bonds out, I don't think we'll ever see Mr. Garcia Velasco again. Belasco was speeding down an interstate in Omaha about 1 o'clock in the afternoon when he lost control of his 2001 Dodge Ram van, slamming into a guardrail before the vehicle rolled over, caught fire. Now, Silvano Torres, 58, who wasn't wearing a seatbelt while riding in the back seat of the van, died in the crash. Torres' girlfriend told the newspaper her boyfriend had documents to be in the U.S. and he was a father of two girls and a boy. Now, I always love this, that there's a reason why they're supposed to be here. There's a reason that it's okay. And if you listen to, what's his name, DeLeon, he's a speaker, or soon to be speaker of the House of the California Senate. He thinks it's okay to steal driver's licenses. He thinks it's okay to steal Social Security numbers, other people's identity, because that's the only way you can make it in the United States. Because, you know, I'm really not Joe Messina, and I'm really not white, and I'm really not here legally. Because it's the only way I can make it in the United States. God. Let me see. Another passenger, Jesus Gonzalez, 16, was hospitalized and released later on. Velasco later told the police he drank 12 beers the night before. His blood alcohol level was at 0.243, three times the legal limit of 0.08. But, heck, he'll be back. I mean, I realize he can't make bail. I should hope to God he couldn't make bail. Even when everything is settled, he gets out of jail, he'll be back. You can't train these people up this way. Allow them to break the law. Keep letting them get away with it. Do nothing to stop them. And then they know that they have a whole section of citizens here, American citizens, that are fighting for them to be let in no matter what. To let them get off, not have to go to jail, give them special treatment. It just shows you how bad it is. We've now decided that law abiders should be punished, and people who break the law, criminals, should be rewarded. He was charged with motor vehicle homicide, driving while under the influence, and operating without a driver's license. Let me try that again. He went past the trifecta, didn't he? He was charged with motor vehicle homicide, driving under the influence, and operating without a driver's license. Now, he faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. I'd be surprised if he is, unless he goes to jury. But then again, is that California? No, it's Nebraska. Okay, yeah. If he goes to jury, he's done. In California, he would probably get a Medal of Honor for the mayor. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Tom Borden joins us to talk about his new board game. Right on. Doesn't get any better than that. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. sheets. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I thought I would tell.
You are the
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation, because that's what you need to do. You need to get involved in the conversation. And there are smarter people than I up in the chat room. I'm telling you, just watch what they write. But I can't keep up with you guys. You can't keep sending me messages and expect that I'm going to answer them during the break, because I do have other... I only have 2 eyes and 1 barely works. And you got to give me a minute to catch up. I always feel bad when I can't answer you, but I'll get to it eventually. Anyway, I told you, I was telling you earlier that... You know, the left can't stand it. They have no sense of humor whatsoever. You see that every single day. You see that what's going on in the news, right? You see what's going on the college campuses. You can't have comedians anymore. I mean, especially if they make fun of anything but old white guys. That seems to be okay. So a friend of the show, David Bigo, you know him, I always call him my SEIU slayer. He sent me this board game. And he said, well, he wouldn't tell me what it was at first. He said, I'm just going to send it to you. And when I got it, I was like, right on what? And it's a conservative party game. Now, when you read about it on Amazon, it says it's a hilarious party game for the politically incorrect. So it fits in with this show and most people watching this show or listening to this show. There's 238 controversial cards that only liberals find offensive. So I'm in already. 10 media madness cards filled with condescending media rants. Microaggressions are included. Again, everything I could probably bullet point this show with, right? And it exposes the idiocy and bias of the liberal left and the media. And I'll tell you what, we don't even have to do it anymore. If you're watching what's going on the air and in the news and on websites, they're doing it to themselves. It's so much fun to watch them do this. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Now we're going to bring on Todd Borden joins me, and he was born and raised in Indiana, although he says he can't explain why he moved to Portland, Oregon 25 years ago. So he ended up back in Indiana, right? And I want to get right to this. This is kind of funny. So, Todd, first of all, thanks for being with me tonight.
Great to be here, Joe.
Yep. And, all right, so I want you in your words to tell people, again, we had the guy who came up with, who founded Trump Singles. And it was one of those things where he was sitting there, he's watching TV, and he says, you know, I want to do this. His wife thought he was nuts, and he did it anyway. And now he's got tens of thousands of members on TrumpSingles.com. Just one of those ideas. My wife and I look at each other and go, we would have never thought of doing that. What made you think of putting this game together?
Well, when you get when you have a large family and y'all get together and you start playing games and such, this is what happens. It just takes off. It has a life of its own. My siblings were playing a game that made fun of rednecks, and we thought it was hilarious how rednecks laugh at themselves. And I'm sure they played that game and laughed at themselves because they have self-deprecating humor, which is the best kind of humor. And then one of us said something like, "Can you imagine making a game about liberals? It would be deathly silent because they have no sense of humor whatsoever, and they certainly don't have self-deprecating humor." So one thing led to another, and we just kind of came up with controversy cards, which are basically perceived offenses only liberals would be offended by, which, let's face it, is pretty much everything. And I think the first one we came up with was, "You voluntarily showed your ID to vote." Ooh, that's harsh. But then they got more sophisticated as we went along, and it just we were just laughing so hard we couldn't contain ourselves. So the rest of my family, we went home, went our separate ways. But I went to work, and I work around nothing but millennials, nothing but liberals. And for me, it just became an obsession. I mean, just listening to them every day, I would come home with pockets full of new controversy cards. And so that's how the game began.
I got to ask, have you had any of the people, maybe that you wrote some of these cards after, for, with, have any of them seen the game?
They have absolutely no idea. I'm not kidding you. They, to this day, don't really know about it. I have no desire to sell this game to liberals. All of my conservative friends obviously know about it, but I've had no desire to show any liberal friend this game.
Oh, God. I see. And I would go get myself hurt, because that's the first thing. I would go find the first liberal bar or whatever I could come across, and I'd sit down and say, "Hey, come on. It's game night."
It's a great party game.
All right, so you've played with some of your conservative friends, right? A couple of them, anyway?
Sure.
Okay. And are any of them, I won't say offended, but are any of them go, "Hey, dude, you can't do this. This is just.
Oh, yeah, you get that all the time. You're like, like the race hustle card. None of them are offensive, but just the category of race hustle. You know, they're like, "Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this?" I'm like, "Yep, I'm sure I want to do this. Got to be in there."
Well, I think it's a great idea. I really do. I, I, I like the idea of us being able to sit back and have fun. But I'll tell you what, I'd make it right on and maybe give it a subtitle. Liberals complain, but I don't know. You gotta wear a muzzle when you do. I have no idea. I don't know how you would do it. What? No, I would give it a subtitle, a different subtitle, like liberals complain, but I can't read that. It's too dark. Oh yeah. Why don't you turn? Here, hold on. She's got a lot to say, but she don't turn on the mic to say it.
Give me the card. Here. I'll read it to you. The card says, "Because mocking the left feels so right." That's his subtitle.
Yeah, but that's
right.
That's just natural.
Okay, but
exactly.
There's a subtitle.
Okay, all right, I get it. Oh, God bless America.
Well, you know, sometimes as a conservative, you have to laugh to keep from crying. Let's face it. So
that's true.
That's pretty much the gist of it.
Now, in the area that you're in, so you kind of keep this in the. I'm just trying to. You kind of keep this on the down low to agree, don't you? You don't let people know about it. Keep it like, you know, low key.
Well, yeah. you learn to...
Too late now, but go ahead.
You know, as a conservative, yeah, I hate to say it, but you learn to kind of lay low. And that's really our problem as conservatives. You know, your friend Dave Bigo, that's why I respect him so much, because he's got guts. And more conservatives should have guts. And that's kind of why we're in the shape we're in, because too few of us speak out.
Yeah, I've talked to David about this plenty of times, and I always say to him... That some of us feel like we're out there alone sometimes, and when it starts to get
right.
heated up,
oh,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah, you don't feel like there's anybody really willing to jump in and help you fight. And you
right.
know, David, I'm with you. I have a lot of respect for David because he's willing. He doesn't care who's behind him. He's just going to do it.
Exactly.
You know,
he has got guts. He really
yeah.
does.
He does. But again, I would love to. Maybe we should get like. Hold on a second. I want to talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Maybe we should get like 5 or 10 games and do a snowflake off or something. All right? A whole day of melting
snowflake.
I don't know. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and get involved in the conversation. There are smarter people than I up in the Facebook feed, in the chat room, all kinds of stuff going on here tonight. Anyway, I want to get right back to my guest. I really appreciate what he's doing. I think it's a great idea. And we're doing more and more of these kind of stories. I want you to see what's going out there, and we need to be supporting each other. I mean, we are conservatives,
right.
Bluntly, we suck at helping each other out. So head up to my website.
Yeah,
buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. I also got shirts up there for sale. We got mugs. We got all the normal stuff that people sell to make money. But let me just bring him back on again. Todd Borden joins me. He's the, I guess, the originator, if you would, of the book. I'm thinking of David now. He's the originator of the game, Right On. It's a conservative party game that takes delight in mocking the left's lack of sense of humor. And they have absolutely no sense of humor. You know,
zero.
Todd, I was thinking about something. I went to a birthday party of a guy on the left. And so he invited a lot of his left friends. But he's probably more moderate than they are. And I was watching people's faces as the comedians were making fun of some of the social issues. And the liberals were just, they were afraid to, I think they were afraid to smile or laugh, actually. Because the stuff the guy was saying was a little off color, but it was funny. And they just can't handle it. They don't understand. It's lighthearted. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Yeah. They want to laugh so bad, but they won't allow themselves. They've trained themselves not to.
Well, the millennials must have made you nuts, though, too, right? I mean, the millennials, they really don't know what to laugh at. And everything is offensive, is it not?
Everything to a millennial is offensive. I mean, everything. They cannot take criticism, period.
No,
I mean, if a millennial calls in, no calls, no shows, like 2 days in a row, and then on the third day, I guess I'll come into work today and get reamed out by their boss. They look at their boss like, I can't believe you're yelling at me. I can't believe, how dare you yell at me for wanting to take a couple days off.
Well, I needed it for me. I needed my space. I needed to get my head or my something aligned or whatever, right? I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And you're right. I've heard these stories from others.
Right.
So, all right. So, a couple things here. How many players on the game at any given time?
Oh, you can have 10 players at a time.
Okay. How quick does the game move? Give an example of how the game, how you play the game, and how quickly it'll move along.
Well, it's kind of the beauty of it, because every family is going to kind of come up with their own version of playing, especially if drinks are part of the night. But, you know, if there's 16 categories of offenses, you know, anything from feminism folly to earth snobs to millennial entitlement, the wussification of America, and on and on and on. And each controversy card, you just have to match up with the particular category. And it's harder than you think, because there's so many different categories that liberals get offended by. So that's the correct way to play it. But I got to tell you, you know, there's just going to be so many ways to play it. Once you open it up and start reading the controversy cards, and it kind of takes its own life. So
I'm laughing here because I'm thinking, have any of the major game companies reached out to you? Because I could see them wanting to get a hold of this and just cranking it out, right?
So far, no. Yeah. But you know, if they're liberal companies, no, they might do anything. But
most of those game
reach
companies
out to me.
So you obviously it comes with waiver forms in case a liberal does slip in and want to play. They can sign a waiver that if they're offended or their eyeball pops out of their head, you're not responsible for anything. Like,
God. Right. Thank God there's a trigger warning on the back.
There you go. So
that specific reason.
Do you have any examples of any of the questions?
Any controversies?
No. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yes. Any of the controversies. You have any? Give us a couple of examples if you can. What we can expect to find when we open the game up.
You thought Sharia law was an Islamic remake of an old Stevie Wonder song.
Ba-dum-boom. Thank you. He'll be here. Go ahead.
Now that is Islam abomination. That's the category there.
Okay.
Let's see.
Go pick one for you.
Snuck into your daughter's.
Go ahead.
What's that?
I was going to say, pick one from your. A millennial, on the millennial line of things, because those will really be funny, I'm sure.
Well, you took a group of millennials to a comedy club. Now that's offensive. that would be campus coddling. Because no comedian will ever step foot on a campus, as you know.
Oh, nowadays, yeah, it's really bad. What about do you have anything on global warming, climate, cooling change or something like that?
That would be earth snobs.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Your elderly father offended the employees at the organic grocery store by reminiscing about his days as a crop duster.
That's God. An
earth snob. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Okay. And again, they can get the game at Amazon, right? Do you have a website for it? Is it strictly at Amazon right now?
It's on Amazon. Key in Conservative Party Game and in the Toys and Game section. And then we also have our own website, which is rightongame.com. As far as retail goes, we are doing gun shows on the weekends. You know, that's fun. And those are our peeps there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I can only imagine. But I love, let me, hold on for one second. Check this out. So some of the categories include, right, the race hustle, wussification of America, Hollywood hypocrisy, I like that. Okay, millennial entitlement, campus coddling, feminism folly. Come on, you got to give us one of those.
Although you refused to divulge who you voted for in the last election, you did not. You did admit that you did not vote with your vagina. So yes.
I should hope not. That's pretty. Oh.
Right.
All right. Let me see. Media madness cards containing condescending rants and symbols. Every one of these cards is. You shouldn't have liquid in your mouth. I would imagine when you're reading these things because it could really be bad. Now you don't include pictures of. Rachel Maddow or anything like that, because that would be bad. That would like turn me off.
It's not Rachel Maddow. It's Rachel Madcow and Schmuck Todd and Anderson Cooper, George Step on All of Us. So it's not, you've never seen these people. I mean, these are just made up names.
That's perfect. All right.
Yes.
And if you're comfortable with this, before we go, I'm always telling people on the show, what are you willing to give up for the freedom of this country? What are you willing to give up for your principles? And
right.
I always say, I don't think there's too many people that would give up their livelihood for their principles, but you actually did.
I did. Yes, I did.
Well, if you're comfortable with it, tell us the story.
Yeah, I worked at Nordstrom while I was making this game. This is where I came up with the majority of my controversy cards. And then, as most of your audience knows, they got rid of the Ivanka Trump line, and it was doing rather well, I thought. And they said, well, it wasn't doing well enough, so they got rid of Ivanka Trump, and we had a lot of customers who were not happy about it at all, and I felt really uncomfortable.
Did you have customers coming in and say, you know, this is outrageous?
Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
The day that it happened, they had so many phone calls. It was incredible. And they had a lot of people come in and say they're never going to shop here again. And I felt really uncomfortable about it because I'm a big fan. And, the opposite would not have happened if Michelle Obama had, for instance, had a line. Come on. They would have. Yep. Bought it and bought her stuff in droves.
I have a lot to say about what her clothing line would look like, but I'm sure they pulled me off the air pretty quickly. Anyway,
right.
Todd, we're going to put your game up in our Amazon store or on our website so people get a hold of it. And, you know, it's what I've been saying. We need to support each other. So I do appreciate you coming on and talking
about
it tonight. All right.
I appreciate you, Joe.
Thanks a lot, guy. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you.
You know, it's what I keep telling you guys, and I meant it. The bottom line with it was, we have to support each other. We should be supporting each other. So Todd Borden is the creator of Right On. It's a conservative party game that makes delight in mocking the left. Now, I'm sure Todd won't agree with you. I think you should buy the game, and you should invite over your leftist neighbors, your leftist friends, your leftist in-laws. I'm sure it would make for a very, very interesting evening. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Come on back. A lot more at the top of the hour. I'm not even going to tell you the title. You've got to come back. We'll be right.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. You listen to The Real Side on GCM Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I'm a pleasure having you around. Really, you're part of the conversation, aren't you? If you're up on the chat room, if you're yelling through your radio, if you're doing any of those things, I consider you being part of the chat room. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5563. The, I was going to do a story, but I'm not going to do the story. I'm watching all this madness going on about collusion, about impeachment. These guys have just lost their minds. And, you know, my argument with somebody earlier was real simple. Keep it up. I hope the Dems stay on this road for months, and actually years. Please. Please chase down Russia for years. Because it's more important than jobs. It's more important than the economy. It's more important than our security. Yes, Russia. It's all about Russia. I think, here's the thing. Do I think that Russia did something during the election? Yeah. Did they actually go to voting machines and change the count on the machines? No. Did they influence the election? Heck yes. How? Simple. They actually got the real information out to people on how Democrats felt about black people, about Hispanics, about Jews, about Asians. Just
They're not the party you thought they were. And that's what's frosting them. Okay? The man behind the curtain has been exposed. That's what's making them crazy. They've been caught in a lie. They've been caught in this hypocrisy. And now they don't know what to do. So, I find it interesting that the Dems see the Clintons as god and goddesses. The god and goddess. And it follows in the family. Look at Chelsea right now is being sued, right? She stole pretty much a whole book from somebody and called it her own. Yeah, no, and it's called plagiarism, but she stole a whole book. Usually you think of plagiarism, somebody steals a piece or what have you. Not a whole book. Think about the Clintons for a second. I know it's tough, especially if you're reading. Just breathe deep. Right, the Clintons, again, they just keep taking advantage of this country. I'll put it that way. And almost always for the same reasons. What's it about? Come on, anybody? Money, right? Remember, Slick Willie gave as I like to refer to him as Billy Bob, he gave China our rocket technology. You got to go back and look it up. I'm not going to look up every one of these stories for you. They advanced their program by 20 years. And what was that all about? Money for the Clinton Foundation. That made it right, I guess. Because, you know, the Clinton Foundation does so many good things. In April 2015, the New York Times validated the story in a book and movie, Clinton Cash, that Hillary sold out America, allowing 20% of the 50% of America's uranium to be sold to Russia for $145 million. Where? Didn't come to the country. Yeah, you can break it up and find out. It's funny how this kind of information, what the Dems will tell you is, well, it's all circumstantial. None of it, you can't prove any of it. Yeah, hello, neither can you. You've got an email here, you got an email there. It's been explained, you don't care about the explanation. So, $145 million was donated to the Clinton Foundation. $1 million paid personally to Bill for two speeches over twice the amount of the standard speaking fee. Two speeches, $1 million. So when Trump Jr. received the email, wouldn't this cross his mind of the corruption, the criminal acts that the Clintons actually did and were verified? Now, we heard people say that why didn't he report it? Report what and to who? That's my question. Report that the Russians wanted to give the Trump team or whoever information, negative information on Hillary Clinton. Let me tell you what. I help run campaigns all the time. I help work on information on campaigns all the time. You know what we call that? Come on. It's opposition research. We're looking at what, and it doesn't matter where we get it. There's nothing illegal about what went down, and if you're going to tell me it's immoral, I'm going to call BS on you, if you're on the left. Because you haven't called anything on the Clintons, and don't tell me there's nothing there, because there's plenty there. You haven't called out one thing. Right, and again, some of you are old enough, you were actually going to vote for Ted Kennedy, the murderer. He left that woman in a car to die. Anyhow, so you're hypocrites. You don't see it because you don't believe in it. Anyhow, after the story was released and verified, the New York Times did the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, Department of Justice, Congress. Did anybody investigate that story? Anybody? No, nobody did. Why not? Because the Obama nation prevented it from happening. You can't tell me for a second. So you're all over Trump because it looks a certain way. You don't have proof. It looks a certain way. So you want everything investigated. You want to know right now where he's buying everything so none of it somehow gets back to one of his companies. But when the Russians pay Billy Bob twice the time of his normal salary to give 20-minute speeches, you don't have a problem with that at all. And matter of fact, your smug response to most of us was, well, you guys are capitalists, shouldn't bother you at all. Well, heck. Then we should make robbing banks legal, right? I mean, that's kind of go get money. All they're doing is
getting, they're going to where the money is, right? They're going to get money. They know. Come on, let's not be this ridiculous. But again, I say, I hope the Dems stay on this mantra. I don't want them to stop. I want them to be outraged by everything. I don't care what it is. Does Trump Jr. have contacted the Department of Justice, whose attorney general had a secret meeting with the husband of the prime suspect on the tarmac just days before the investigation was ending? I suppose that was okay. And above board, right? So that made up, because, you know, the Clintons have always been such people of honor. Right? Comey testified. He testified that Lynch told him to change his attitude on something, change his verbiage on something, and she had no intention of prosecuting. Yeah, it didn't bother the Dems at all. It was one of their own. I don't care about it. Remember what I've been saying to you guys? They have no, they could care less about equality. It's all about control. Now, for 30 years, Clinton got away with this every time. Why should? Why would they think this would be any different? And it doesn't matter what they, even if the whole conversation was taped, it would have been another reason why they said what they said in the conversation. It was a secret code or something, I'm sure. Because nobody's going to take them to jail for anything. Right? And what went down with the DNC, I love all this stuff. You know, is it all fake? Many believe that it was a DNC setup, another orchestrated lie in the attempt to stop the Trump agenda. You know, it's really interesting how many leaks are still coming out. They're not all plugged. I'm not buying it. But it's amazing how much stuff is still coming out. Never happened to Obama, did it? Not like this. I believe that Trump Jr. should answer those questions. You know what I mean? Seriously, there's no reason why he can't. I mean, they're pretty black and white people, don't you think? Now, can you imagine if he stepped forward? And maybe he should say something along the lines of, hey, you want to see the propagandists masquerading as journalists, scurrying and whining all over? So it's time to shine a light on the real Russian collusion. The Clintons and Podesta. It's time to expose the Democrats' Russian plant in the orchestrated setup by the Fusion's, GPS, a firm founded by former investigative journalist for the Wall Street Journal. This is the same Fusion GPS behind the dossier that they tried to discredit Trump with. Can't find it. This thing was going to bring him down, remember? It was going to just ruin him. Where is it? The same Fusion GPS that a U.S. senator has accused as an unregistered agent is Russia. This is the same Fusion GPS that was behind a report that attempted to discredit the Planned Parenthood sting videos. Think about that. This is the same Fusion GPS that had been accused of orchestrating the meeting with Russian lawyer. I can't even pronounce her name. Veselini. We'll make her Italian. And Trump Jr. as a setup. I believe Trump Jr. was obligated to check out what he was told at a high level. Look, if somebody came to me and said, look, I got information on your opposition. And this, if you let this go, you just don't know. You may be able to stop them dead in their tracks and beat them. You going to tell me I'm going to sit there running for president? I'm going to sit there and say, no, I don't want to know anything about them. Especially when they're pouring out all kinds of crap on you. Lies. Where's those 20-some-odd women that accused Trump of sexually assaulting them? Wouldn't one, don't you think one would carry? All gone. Can't find. Billy Bob's are still around. They show up all over the place. They haven't stopped screaming that they were sexually assaulted. But I'm sure they're all lying. And all the ones that kind of went to the background on Trump, yeah, they're just hiding because they're afraid of Donnie. It's all hypocrisy, people. Seriously. I'm Joe Mattini, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. We got a lot more after the break. Don't go far. Really, don't go far. We'll be right back.